And we're smashed in a million and one ways all the time. Little ways and big ways. You have a car accident, that's a big smash. Your house burns down, that's a big smash. Your best friend dies, that's a big smash. But we get smashed all day long in little ways. Ouch, my foot hurts. Oh boy, that itches. Oh, I lost that dollar bill. All day long, little smashes. But little smashes, big smashes, any kind of smashes, only happen to some things. They don't happen to nothings. So there's a byproduct payoff. There's a benefit to assuming more and more the humble position because you become more and more nothing. Less smashable. Now this goes 100% against the basic cultural teaching, at least of the United States, mm-hmm. it seems, which is be something. An army of one. Be all you can be. Be an individual. You're important. You matter. Well, that's a neon sign saying, smash me. Because you matter until that day that you don't matter. Get sick enough, get old enough, get poor enough, get whatever, which everybody will sooner or later. And any way that you matter, you won't matter anymore. That much is guaranteed. Now, some people would hear that and say, well, that's an awfully negative view. I don't think so. Ask anybody who just died 5 minutes ago. They'll tell you it's true. Sooner or later, you'll lose everything. Anything you can have, you will lose. More than you think while you're still alive. Now, that's not bad news. That's just the way it's always been. That's the way it works in this corner of the universe. So, why not accept the reality that being something seems good, the culture says it's good, I should build myself up, but why not accept the reality that that has its consequences, maybe more serious than we tend to think? Maybe, in fact, and that is what I'm saying, the humble position is the strongest position. The one that makes you see more rightly, understand better. And just as a byproduct, not for that reason, but as a byproduct, makes you less smashable. This is the whole meaning of the New Testament saying, the Jesus saying, the meek shall inherit the earth. The meeker you are, the stronger you are. Not that there's two kinds of meekness. You can be meek out of fear. You could be meek and cower in the corner because you don't want to deal with life. That's not the meekness that saying is talking about. That's just fear. The real meekness is out of strength. The real meekness is having come to a position of understanding so that the humility is involuntary. You become humble despite yourself. You become humble even when you're not particularly seeking to be humble. Now, I'm quite surprised that this is what I seem to be teaching, because this was not my particular understanding a few years ago, but it seems to be more and more, the more I speak publicly, the more that becomes the message, the more the message becomes about humility. I just notice that the same way you might.